Danny Rose from Just Saying.
Nice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Welcome to another episode of Just Saying. And I have, Lord, I forgot your name, honey. What is your... I am so sorry, honey. Can you tell me your name again?
My name is Summer.
Summer, I am really sorry. I'm sorry.
You're good.
And I'm just so riled about this Kanye West thing.
So did you see the TMZ interview?
Yes, I taped TMZ every day, and I did not... Okay, go ahead, honey.
No.
Go ahead.
No, you could go.
No, all I was saying was I was out most of the morning. I came home, looked at Instagram, and I was like, what in the world? And I had taped it. I was double-checking to make sure everything. Made dinner, and I said, let me... And I saved the episode because it was like watching when the camera crew goes in to get the corrupt guy.
Yep.
Girl, go ahead and do what you say, what you gotta say, because I already did a whole episode on it.
I'm just...
So, yeah.
I watched it last night, laying in bed with my boyfriend, and it was... We were just shocked. We're like, oh my god, this makes us so uncomfortable just because we don't want to see Kanye West like this. We don't want to see him losing his mind like this, or not even losing his mind, because, you know, we may not know what his strategy is, but it's embarrassing to see him embarrass himself. And I think at this point of his career, he's 40, he should be worrying about longevity and his legend and what he's leaving behind. I feel like this period of his life kind of tarnished it a little bit, just a little bit.
I think, what do you see? This is the thing that's getting me. That I haven't heard. Of course, I need to. Because, like I said, I need to watch it again, and I need to. But the thing that gets me is that he has biracial children.
Yeah.
And did you see on the part where it said, Kim was like, "North, tell your dad what happened today," and North was like, "Well, my teacher said I'm black, but my mom's white."
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, so your kids are already getting this. So, like, is he going to tell his son, Saint, because none of his kids look like they can pass. They look like they're biracial, but they don't look like someone would mistake them for white.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they're going to encounter something. The little girl already did. So, like, what are you going to tell your son if they don't recognize he's your son and they knock him in the head?
Yeah, that's intense, but I think he's out of touch when it comes to that.
Yeah,
because I think Kanye West is coming from the place of like, look at me, I achieved this, I made the impossible possible. But like, that's like a rare thing, you know. There's millions more who are not experiencing what you're experiencing, this lavish lifestyle, this like up on a pedestal, not really in touch. Like, now he's slightly seeing it when the teacher is telling his kids what they are, you know?
Yeah, totally, totally, totally. I mean, and that happens to black kids. And, the teacher, first of all, she ain't had no business going there. I don't know what the topic was, but that's not her role to be breaking down what the child's racial type is. Before, it's the parents.
I think, exactly. And I think, maybe that teacher was just like, oh, let me just, like, take this kid down a notch, you know what I mean? Because
this kid is
a celebrity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
like you're black.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And your mom is white, and this is, like, you stay in your place, you know? Just teach. But as for the slavery thing that he said, the 400 years in slavery, I'd like your opinion on that.
You're talking about when he said
400 years of slavery is a choice.
I don't even know if for someone to say that that black people had a choice. First of all, okay, let me just back up. Because like I said, we might have to talk another time because a lot of stuff is kind of like coming from the gut and I don't know if it makes sense.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, but because I'm trying to be like, okay, Serena, articulate what you feel.
Yeah.
He's obviously has not studied history. He's what we used to call an intellectual fool.
Oh, wow.
Because he, I don't think people say it anymore because we live in this PC world, but life is not PC. But back in the day, we call people like that intellectual fools, meaning they talk and all this stuff, but when you look back on it, he's not saying anything and he doesn't have facts. Of course, there have been people, slaves, that have revolted, okay? That's number one. Like, he even mentioned Nat Turner. John Brown. I'm sure there was people. However, you cannot fight a system. I mean, they did fight it, but you can't overcome a system because it was institutionalized. It's not like, okay, you know what? I'm going to boycott Starbucks because I don't like the fact that they're not going to serve me if I'm a black man, and that's my brother, my boyfriend, my husband, my father, my grandfather. I have a choice in that. I don't have a choice. I have a choice to leave this plantation. Of course I do. But the consequences of that choice are going to affect me and my family.
Exactly.
I'm still going to go. Come on, Harriet, we out. But I realize mentally, okay, logically, that when I step into this freedom, that I will face the consequences of being free. And what are the consequences? The racism, the things that are denied to you, the post-traumatic stress, the memories,
wow,
the abuse, okay, that we still as a people have not dealt with because it is mental. And to say that people had a choice is not the total reason. And you are an asshole to get up there as a black man, 40 years old, where if you was somewhere walking down the street, no one would know you were Kanye, and the police will stop you. I live in Philly. They will stop you and say, why are you in this neighborhood?
Exactly.
We don't understand. It's a lot. People think, oh, I'm not racist. I don't care if you're racist, if you're sexist, if you're whatever. But when racism affects, is institutionalized. It is not relational. And that's where people get tripped up and mixed up.
Oh,
racism.
I must admit that that is something that I mixed up myself. Because as I am African, I'm not black.
Okay.
I'm not like I'm Egyptian, so I'm not like, okay. I'm not that, I've never experienced what you experienced. That's why like it touched my soul when you were sharing your experience with me. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I do not agree with anything Kanye West said, but okay. I think where he's coming from is a place of my people are so strong, and if they just come together, they're so strong. You know, we could have just done something together. I feel like he's out of touch in that sense. He thinks that they could have like all connected and joined. Like, yes, it was institutionalized, but I think he was just coming from the place of like, we could just all join and just revolt against the slave owners. And I think, obviously, it is out of touch because that's not possible. But then I went on his Twitter today and it said, and he posted a quote from Harriet Tubman saying, I have freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he was coming from the place of like, I don't think he knows how to talk. Like, I just think he shouldn't do that. Like, but, you know, after hearing your point of view, it really struck me that people kind of think it is relational and not institutional.
Also, it's just like the Bible. People quote the Bible and the Bible say this. You have to take, when you read a history book, or you read a person that wrote a history book about, you know, what women went through in the Victorian age. Oh my God, I wouldn't have done that. You have to read and understand in the historical context. Of course, we're not going to walk around you know, how, you know, do the things that our great grandmothers did, because we're not in that time. Okay. We're in this time where we have a voice. Okay. We have platforms to express how we feel. Okay. You have countries in this world where you cannot even do this. Okay. Well, I can't believe it. Well, that's because you live in America and you are thinking that way. So when he says that, you know, why didn't they rise up and revolt? There were.
Yeah.
That did happen. Those things happened. We might not know all of them, but they happened. But he is thinking in terms of people, Black people today. He has to understand that. Could you imagine being a slave and 99% of your life is lived in fear? Fear because you might get sold up the river, might get beat, you might get raped, your husband might be killed. Your mind is so messed up.
Yeah, because you're treated like an animal.
You are treated like an animal. You are brainwashed. And let me tell you something. We are still brainwashed. What other racial group calls each other the slur that we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's like, stop doing that. Can you stop doing that?
Wow.
It's almost like they were in a cult. Okay. It's the same techniques, a cult, a church, you know, a movement. Are conditioned to accept this.
That is so true.
Yes.
Do you agree with anything that Kanye West says? Because I feel like his facts are all wrong.
But they're all wrong.
His intentions may be good. Do you agree with that or no?
I think his intentions are good. I mean, I don't know his intentions, but I do feel like he's coming out, because for him to stand there and listen to that man go off on him,
yeah,
not go off, but rebuke him in love,
mm-hmm,
that was very humbling, I'm sure, for him, a man of his stature.
It really was. It looked like it.
It was very humbling, and he came upon it. So I do think that he has very good intentions.
I think he made a big mistake, though, because he's misinforming a lot of people.
That is my fear. And also, too, I think that Kanye, when you are learning something, it's not always the best to be with people who have such extreme views. Like, I don't know. I had never heard of Candace Owens until, so I don't know that much about her, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's probably not a good idea just to get information from her. You know, go talk to Brother Cornel West.
Ooh.
Okay, go talk to Brother Cornel, you know, who, this man was 10, 20 years ago, he was a doctor. He has written books, and he's still at, I think, Harvard changed presidents. And the man basically did not want him to teach there anymore. So Kanye, I mean, he's facing racism. And this man is renowned and acclaimed in all of this. He needs to talk to other people. And he needs to do it for himself, because guess what? He's teaching three little babies.
Exactly.
So you want to be clear. But I believe that there's a song, there's an album by Sarah McLachlan called Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. It's a really good album. And I think that's what he's doing. When you're searching for something, when you're searching for truth, when you're searching for freedom, you don't always get it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I pray that he has led to more people than just one mindset of this situation. And he also cannot, when you're learning, you also have to come to the conclusion that you cannot divorce yourself, especially we talk about from this experience. Like, you can't just be looking at this objectively. You can, of course, but you can't just be like, okay, well, you know, yeah, my dad used to tell me how, you know, this policeman called him when he was 7 and asked the store owner, was this the guy that shoplifted?
Exactly.
And the store owner goes, no. And he says, do you want me to take him down to this police station anyway?
We have 20 seconds left.
Oh my God. Annie Rose from Just Saying.
Nice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Welcome to another episode of Just Saying. And I have, Lord, I forgot your name, honey. What is your name? I am so sorry, honey. Can you tell me your name again?
My name is Summer.
Summer, I am really sorry. I'm sorry.
You're good.
And I'm just so riled about this Kanye West thing.
So did you see the TMZ interview?
Yes, I tape TMZ every day, and I did not. Okay, go ahead, honey.
No.
Go ahead.
No, you could go.
No, all I was saying was I was out most of the morning. I came home, looked at Instagram, and I was like, what in the world? And I had taped it. I was double-checking to make sure everything. Made dinner, and I said, let me. And I saved the episode because it was like watching when the camera crew goes in to get the corrupt guy.
Yep.
Girl, go ahead and do what you say. What you guys say? Because I already did a whole episode on it.
I'm just
so, yeah.
I watched it last night, laying in bed with my boyfriend, and we were just shocked. We're like, oh my God, this makes us so uncomfortable just because we don't want to see Kanye West like this. We don't want to see him losing his mind like this, or not even losing his mind, because we may not know what his strategy is, but. It's embarrassing to see him embarrass himself. And I think at this point of his career, he's 40. He should be worrying about longevity and his legend and what he's leaving behind. I feel like this period of his life kind of tarnished it a little bit, just a little bit.
I think, this is the thing that's getting me, that, I haven't heard. Of course, I need to, because like I said, I need to watch it again. And I need to, but the thing that gets me is that he has biracial children.
Yeah.
And did you see on the part where it said, Kim was like, North, tell your dad what happened today. And North was like, well, my teacher said I'm black, but my mom's white.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, so your kids are already getting this. So, like, is he going to tell his son, Saint, because none of his kids look like they can pass. They look like they're biracial, but they don't look like someone would mistake them for white.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they're going to encounter something. The little girl already did. So, like, what are you going to tell your son if they don't recognize he's your son and they knock him in the head?
Yeah, that's intense. But I think he's out of touch when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Because I think Kanye West is coming from the place of, like, look at me. I achieved this. I made the impossible possible. But, like, that's like, a rare thing. You know, there's millions more who are not experiencing what you're experiencing. This lavish lifestyle, this, like, up on a pedestal, not really in touch. Like, now he's slightly seeing it when the teacher is telling his kids what they are, you know?
Yeah. Totally. I mean, and that happens to black kids. And, the teacher, first of all, she ain't had no business going there. I don't know what the topic was, but that's not her role to be breaking down what the child's racial type is. Before it's the parents.
I think exactly. And I think, maybe that teacher was just like, oh, let me just, like, take this kid down a notch, you know what I mean? Because kid is, like, a celebrity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like you're black. Exactly. Yeah. And your mom is white, and this is, like, you stay in your place, you know? Just teach. But as for the slavery thing that he said, the 400 years in slavery, I'd like your opinion on that.
You're talking about when he said
400 years of slavery is a choice.
I don't even know if for someone to say that black people had a choice. First of all, okay, let me just back up. Because like I said, we might have to talk another time because a lot of stuff is kind of like coming from the gut and I don't know if it makes sense.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, but because I'm trying to be like, okay, Serena, articulate what you feel. I think he's obviously has not studied history. He's what we used to call an intellectual fool. Because I don't think people say it anymore because we live in this PC world, but life is not PC. But back in the day, we call people like that intellectual fools, meaning they talk and all this stuff, but when you look back on it, he's not saying anything and he doesn't have facts. Of course, there have been people, slaves, that have revolted. Okay, that's number one. Like he even mentioned Nat Turner, he did, John Brown. I'm sure there was people. However, you cannot fight a system. I mean, they did fight it, but you can't overcome a system because it was institutionalized. It's not like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna boycott Starbucks because I don't like the fact that they're not gonna serve me if I'm a black man, and that's my brother, my boyfriend, my husband, my father, my grandfather. I have a choice in that. I don't have a choice. I have a choice to leave this plantation. Of course I do. But the consequences of that choice are gonna affect me and my family.
Exactly.
I'm still gonna go. Come on, Harriet, we out. But I realize mentally, okay, logically, that when I step into this freedom, that I will face the consequences of being free. And what are the consequences? The racism, the things that are denied to you, the post-traumatic stress, the memories,
Wow.
the abuse, okay, that we still as a people have not dealt with because it is mental.
It
And to
is.
say that people had a choice is not the total reason. And you are an asshole to get up there as a black man, 40 years old, where if you was somewhere walking down the street, no one would know you were Kanye, and the police will stop you. I live in Philly. They will stop you and say, "Why are you in this neighborhood?"
Exactly.
So we don't understand. It's a lot. People think, "Oh, I'm not racist." I don't care if you're racist, if you're sexist, if you're whatever. But when racism affects, is institutionalized. It is not relational. And that's where people get tripped up and mixed up.
Oh,
Racism
I must
is
admit that that is something that I mixed up myself, 'cause
yeah.
as I am African, I'm not black.
Okay.
I'm not like I'm Egyptian, so I'm not like
Okay.
I'm not that. I've never experienced what you experienced. That's why like it touched my soul when you were sharing your experience with me. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I do not
Sure.
agree with anything Kanye West said, but I
Okay.
think where he's coming from is a place of my people are so strong, and if they just come together, they're so strong. You know, we could have just done something together. I feel like he's out of touch in that sense. He thinks that they could have like all connected and joined. Like, yes, it was institutionalized, but I think he was just coming from the place of like we could just all join and just revolt against the slave owners. And I think obviously it is out of touch because that's not possible. But then I went on his Twitter today and it said, and he posted a quote from Harriet Tubman saying, "I have freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves." So maybe he was coming from the place of like, I don't think he knows how to talk. Like, I just think he shouldn't do that. But you know, after hearing your point of view, it really struck me that people kind of think it is relational and not institutional.
Also, it's just like the Bible. People quote the Bible and the Bible say this. You have to take when you read a history book or you read a person that wrote a history book about you know, what women went through in the Victorian age. Oh my God, I wouldn't have done that. You cannot, you have to read and understand in the historical context. Of course, we're not going to walk around, you know, how, you know, do the things that our great grandmothers did, because we're not in that time. Okay. We're in this time where we have a voice. Okay. We have platforms such to express how we feel. Okay. You have countries in this world where you cannot even do this. Okay. Well, I can't believe it. Well, that's because you live in America and you are thinking that way. So when he says that, you know, why didn't they rise up and revolt? There were.
Yeah.
That did happen. Those things happened. We might not know all of them, but they happened. But he is thinking in terms of people, Black people today. He has to understand that. Could you imagine being a slave and 99% of your life is lived in fear? Fear because you might get sold up the river, might get beat, you might get raped, your husband might be killed. Your mind is so messed up.
Yeah, because you're treated like an animal.
You are treated like an animal. You are brainwashed. And let me tell you something. We are still brainwashed. What other racial group calls each other the slur that we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's like, stop doing that. Can you stop doing that? Wow. It's almost like they were in a cult. Okay. It's the same techniques, a cult, a church, you know, a movement. You are conditioned to accept this.
That is so true.
Yes.
Do you agree with anything that Kanye West says? Because I feel like his facts are all wrong.
But they're all wrong.
His intentions may be good. Do you agree with that or no?
I think his intentions are good. I mean, I don't know his intentions, but I do feel like he's coming out, because for him to stand there and listen to that man go off on him,
yeah,
not go off, but rebuke him in love,
mm-hmm.
That was very humbling, I'm sure, for him, a man of his stature.
It really was. It looked like it.
It was very humbling, and he came upon it. So I do think that he has very good intentions.
I think he made a big mistake, though, because he's misinforming a lot of people.
That is my fear. And also, too, I think that Kanye, you know, when you are learning something, it's not always the best to be with people who have such extreme views. Like, I don't know. I had never heard of Candace Owens until, so I don't know that much about her, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's probably not a good idea just to get information from her. You know, go talk to Brother Cornel West.
Ooh.
Okay, go talk to Brother Cornel, you know, who, this man was 10, 20 years ago, he was a doctor. He has written books, and he was still at, I think Harvard changed presidents, and the man basically did not want him to teach there anymore. So Kanye, I mean, he's facing racism. And this man is renowned and acclaimed in all of this. He needs to talk to other people. And he needs to do it for himself, because guess what? He's teaching three little babies.
Exactly.
So you want to be clear. But I believe that there's an album by Sarah McLachlan called Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. It's a really good album. And I think that's what he's doing. When you're searching for something, when you're searching for truth, when you're searching for freedom, you don't always get it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I pray that he has led to more people than just one mindset of this situation. And he also cannot, when you're learning, you also have to come to the conclusion that you cannot divorce yourself, especially when we talk about from this experience. Like, you can't just be looking at this objectively. You can, of course, but you can't just be like, okay, well, you know, Yeah, my dad used to tell me how, you know, this policeman called him when he was 7 and asked the store owner, was this the guy that shoplifted?
Exactly.
And the store owner goes, no. And he says, do you want me to take him down to the police station anyway?
We have 20 seconds left.
Oh, my God.